The committee considered a broad bill that restrains tuition in a number of ways, in addition to offering Florida resident tuition rates to certain undocumented immigrants. It passed by a margin that surprised even its sponsor, Senator Jack Latvella of Clearwater.
I planned on 5-4. And we did seven to two. That's great. Really good.
The day's surprise was provided in testimony by this woman, Frida Ulloa, who just graduated from Florida International University.
FIU gave me the opportunity to pay in-state tuitions. And because of that, now I stand here with a bachelor's in economics and international relations. And I am so thankful.
FIU confirms it does offer in-state tuition, which is about a third of the out-of-state tuition rate, to undocumented immigrants like Ulloa, whom the government allows to remain in the country because of their deep roots in the U.S. Although it's not clear how many other than FIU use it, all state universities have that authority.
Are you just now discovering that?
Yes.
Judiciary Chairman Tom Lee of Hillsborough County was one of two votes against the tuition bill, and Frida Ulloa provided his argument.
They have the discretion to approve in-state tuition for these folks already. For whatever reason, they're not doing it. If they think that's the appropriate public policy, they should step up and come here and tell us that.
The House has already passed its own immigrant tuition bill with the support of Governor Rick Scott. The Senate version still has to be approved in the Appropriations Committee before it reaches the full Senate. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.